Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within. We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights, delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast. Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Pisces zodiac sign.
Okay, so let's unpack this sign, because when you look at Pisces, you're not just looking at, you know, the 12th sign. Mm-hmm. You're really looking at the omega point, the old soul. They carry this innate, almost weary wisdom with them.
Exactly, like they've seen it all before.
Yeah, and that leads to this sort of profound attachment from the typical frantic material world we all live in.
That structural position is so key to understanding them. Pisces is the mutable water sign. And when we talk about water signs, they all handle emotion, but well, so differently.
Yeah.
Cancer, for instance, it builds a shell around its feelings. Scorpio is like a deep, contained trench of intensity.
Book of Pisces.
Pisces is the ocean itself. It's vast, completely boundaryless, and just incredibly adaptable. It flows into everything. So if they don't have boundaries, what does that do to them? They must be constantly exposed.
They are. That's the thing. Their defining trait is what we sometimes call infinite permeability, or the sponge effect.
The sponge effect. I like that.
Yeah. Pisces people don't just sympathize with you. They physically absorb the ambient emotional temperature of a room.
Wow. So they genuinely feel what you're feeling.
They do. It's somatic. If you're sitting next to someone who's super stressed out, a Pisces might actually start feeling that anxiety spike in their own body.
And that incredible vulnerability, that's where their legendary strength comes from, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a double-edged sword.
That level of empathy makes them just phenomenal healers, therapists, or creative artists, you know, music, film, anything that moves the collective.
Yes, because they're not just making art. They're basically channeling the universal mood directly from the collective unconscious. That's Neptune's domain.
Right.
And what's so fascinating is how this affects their intellect. They often struggle with rote facts.
Yeah.
Schedules, strict administrative details.
Why is that?
Well, astrologically, Mercury, the planet of communication, is in what we call detriment here.
Mm-hmm.
It basically just sinks in the ocean of Neptune.
So it's not a lack of intelligence.
Not at all. It's a different kind of intelligence.
Yeah.
They're absolute masters of intuitive synthesis. They perceive the essence of information, not just the data points. They feel the truth, even if they can't quote you the source.
That internal friction, that makes so much sense. It leads right to the master key for them, which is their symbol, right? The two fish.
Mm-hmm. Tied together.
But swimming in opposite directions, that just perfectly captures the inherent duality you see playing out in their lives.
It really does. You have the upward fish, which is that expansive drive toward spiritual enlightenment,
yeah,
you know, faith, the guru influence of Jupiter.
And then the other one.
And then tied right to it is the downward fish. That's the pull toward the chaotic, the escapist, and the shadow of Neptune.
So delusion.
It can be. The problem is both Jupiter, which expands, and Neptune, which dissolves, are working together. So they can expand a spiritual vision. But if reality is too harsh, the whole thing can collapse into, well, grand delusion or just pure escapism. They have a deep need to find ecstasy.
Which literally means to stand outside oneself.
Exactly. And if they can't find that through something healthy like meditation or art,
they may turn to the artificial ecstasy of addiction or even just excessive sleeping.
You see it all the time. Oh. And it shows up in their conflict avoidance too.
Yeah.
They're famous for ghosting in relationships.
Right. Which people misunderstand as just being malicious.
Terribly misunderstood. They retreat because their hypersensitive nervous system genuinely cannot handle the emotional voltage of a harsh interaction. It's like a circuit breaker blowing. They just dissolve away rather than face that weight. Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you. Discover your unique path with an Astrovision report, your personal user manual delivered in our celebrated podcast format.